fire was heavy, thick and white. As Marty Shaw and I sat down to teach another night. The lamp was low, the room was warm, the world was fast asleep. But we had promises to share and testimonies to keep. We started with the basics, but the spirit took the lead. The master gardener was there to plant a sacred seed. We spoke of patriarchal blessings, words from God to man, revealing every child's place within the ancient plan. Sometimes you're the one who plants the seed in frozen ground. You walk away before the green of spring is ever found. And someone else will pull the weeds and watch the harvest grow. But the Lord of all the vineyard is the only one who knows that the planting and the reaping are a single work of love, guided by the Spirit and the Father up above. Past the midnight hour, the morning light drew near. But the Spirit was so powerful, it cast away all fear. Chills and goosebumps on our arms, a fire in the bone. We knew that in that little room, we weren't there alone. We testified until the sun began to touch the sky. I didn't see the light, but I felt the joy of knowing we had stayed up through the night. Now 50 years have vanished like the mist upon the lake, and I've seen the many choices that a wandering soul can make. But I stood within the temple as they laid hands on my head, and the memories of hooving care were the only words I read. An ordained patriarch at last, the circle was complete. Back to the night we taught until the morning light was sweet. I knew those blessings came from him, I knew the work was true. Because of one cold finish night and a seed that finally grew.
Pain.